Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Because it is Wednesday and yes. It is time for Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Macy.
Hey, Macy, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So basically, it's a lesson for your listeners out there. Check your boyfriend's photos on his phone.
Oh, yikes. All right, so who or what did you find on your boyfriend's phone?
Oh, it's so much worse than you think. So a friend of mine found out her boyfriend was screwing around when she checked his phone and found photos of the girl he was screwing. And I was like, how dumb can you be to leave the photos on your phone? And she said, well, he deleted them, but they were in a deleted folder.
Oh, okay. So he had pictures of another girl on his phone, but he deleted them and they were in his deleted pictures folder.
Yes. And so she's telling me that I need to check my boyfriend's photos, like find a way to get there and do that.
So I take it you did?
I did.
And did you find pictures of other girls?
No, I found pictures of his So, he must be sending it to somebody.
He never sent any to you?
No.
Okay. Now, these were in his deleted photo section?
Yes. It's a whole different folder, and you just go look, and then he deleted them 23 days ago.
Okay. And you're sure they were him, right? Like, it wasn't somebody else's...
No.
Well, I mean, I recognize the best friend, but believe me, I know it's him.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to convince me. I'm sure you've had enough FaceTime with that thing to know who it belongs to. So now, are you sure that these were sexy pictures? Like, I mean, they weren't like, hey, I got this rash and I need your help identifying it type of angles, were they?
They were definitely sexy pictures because there was like the way he was sitting or laying and his hand was on it trying to make it look bigger.
Okay. All right. So any chance he's going to like take these pictures and like get them framed and send them to you for Valentine's Day?
I seriously don't think so.
Oh, God.
Did you get a chance to look through the messages at all? I mean, did you see if he actually sent the pictures to anybody?
I went through everything, and I didn't see them sent to anybody. But, I mean, those could be deleted. I wouldn't have seen that, but I was pretty thorough.
Okay, so the question is, who did he send these pictures to and why? I mean, just because they weren't, like, in a text message doesn't mean he didn't send them to somebody. There's, you know, Twitter DMs, there's Facebook Messenger, and then there's good old Snapchat, of course, so... Why don't we send him a text saying something like, I can't get any work done because I've been staring all morning at that sexy picture you sent me. Let's see what he writes back to that message. I want to see if he writes something like, you know, well, there's more where that came from or something. I don't know. Does that sound good, Macy?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, do you want his number?
Yeah, hang on. We're going to hit a break and then you can give it to us. And then I don't think you... You never told us his name. What is his name?
Oh, Hunter.
Hunter. Okay. So we'll text Hunter during the break. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have our answer next. Here's what we did. We decided to text... Now, Hunter is his name. We decided to text Hunter from Jordan's phone. So first, let's bring Macy on.
Okay.
And then, Jordan, what happened?
Okay, let me pull up my messages. So I texted him and said... Hey, I can't get any work done today. All I keep doing is staring at that sexy pic you sent me. And so he wrote back, who is this? So I wrote, duh, how many girls did you send that picture to? And then he wrote, sorry, I think you have the wrong number.
Okay, so we wrote back, this is Hunter, right? And he wrote, yeah, but I have no idea who you are or what you're talking about. So maybe at this point we call him instead. I mean, Macy, it's really up to you.
Yes, call him, please.
Okay, hang on.
Starting at random. Hello.
Good morning. Is this Hunter?
Yes. Who's this?
Hunter, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm a little confused, though. Was that you guys texting me?
Yes, actually. As a matter of fact, it was. Do you know why we texted you?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Is there a joke going on I don't know about?
Well, I mean, it's no joke. We know about the photos you took of yourself, the ones on your phone. Specifically the ones of your junk, like while you were lying on the bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if this is a joke, I don't really get it, so...
Why the hell are those pictures on your phone?
Huh?
That would be your girlfriend, Macy.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure what's going on right now, but I'm about to start work, so...
Just answer the question, why are those pictures on your phone?
What pictures?
The pictures of your they're on your phone.
you saw those?
Yes, I saw those. Why the hell and who are you sending them to?
I didn't send them to anybody. They were supposed to go to you. I just never got the nerve to sending them. Remember when you were in Charlotte that weekend and had to go to that conference? You were like, I hate this. I'm so stressed out. I'm lonely. I'm bored. I'm tired. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to send you those that night to try to make you feel better or something. I don't know. I thought either you'd get a kick out of it or laugh or maybe send me something back or take care of yourself. I don't know. But I saw it and I felt embarrassed. And I just never sent them. I deleted them instead.
Okay, so you never sent those pictures to anybody else?
No. Hell no.
Okay.
I couldn't even send them to my own girlfriend. How could I send them to anybody? Like, I don't. Okay. Who would I send them to?
Okay, so you took them, you changed your mind, and you deleted them.
Yes.
Okay.
Hook me up to a lie detector. I'm not sending pictures to anybody.
Okay. Macy, do you believe him?
I do, actually. I do believe him. Babe, you are so sexy to me, and I'm so sorry. I just, you know, Jacqueline had the boyfriend cheating thing, and she told me I needed to check you out, and I did, and I freaked out, and I'm sorry, babe. And you can send those.
It's okay. Jesus, no, I never sent those to anybody.
Can I ask you a question? What was wrong with the pictures? Like, did you not like how it looked? Like, was it not smiling? Did you have a bad hair day?
I don't know. In your mind, you think it's going to be all sexy, and then I did it, and then it just was terrible. It wasn't sexy at all.
Okay.
Babe, I think it's incredibly sexy, and I want you to send those pictures whenever you want.
I don't know about the pictures, but you can have the real thing later if you want.
Okay, this is starting to get disgusting. Okay, and I'm sorry I ask now.
Get it wrong.
All right, at least nobody cheated the day before Valentine's Day. Happy ending on Dirty Work Wednesday.
Yes.
Sorry, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.